What I would like to just address to the young people, something that I believe the Lord has quickened to me. And those of you who've got your Bibles, I just want to read something from 1 John. And in 1 John, chapter 5, verse 4, you probably know this, you might even come down the lines. In 1 John, chapter 5, verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. How many of you know that one? Okay? You know that one? The response. Well, it's in the Word of God, and it's a great promise. And if it's not one that you know, you probably are going to know it if you want to stay with Jesus. Because there, we have a wonderful promise that's given to us. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So we've got several words here. We've got those that belong to the Lord, that love Jesus. He says overcome the world. And what overcomes the world? Victory. And where's that victory to be found? Where is that victory to be found? The Word tells us. Huh? Where is it to be found? Yes?
In our faith.
So that is why we're given faith. Because the victory is to be found in faith. And it's on the basis of simply believing. Now, there are times when you get up, or maybe through the day, you just don't feel as though you're in the victory. Have you ever felt like that? Hey? Have you ever felt that you just haven't got the victory? Doesn't feel like the victory at all? Huh? Come on. I can't be the only one. No, there are days when you just don't feel we've got the victory. But that doesn't change the fact that I belong to Jesus. And that doesn't change the fact that I walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't change. My circumstances might tell me. My feelings might tell me. I've just got told off today and they told me. Or I've just received some bad results, some exams. That tells me. There's a number of things in life that tell us completely the opposite, but it doesn't change that promise there. And that is why, if you aren't already, you will learn the great value of these statements. You will learn to cherish these. You will learn to confess them, look at them, hold on to them. When everything seems to be going completely contrary, when even maybe at times you've missed it, a mile off, and you've got your accusers there. Hey, I thought you said you were a Christian. I thought you said you'd go to church each week. You might have already had that said to you. But it still does not change your faith in Jesus, which is your victory. Because Jesus, who lives in your life, in your heart, is going to work in you so that you will be victorious. And you know the wonderful thing about it is, he uses your failures, where you miss it a mile off, he uses those failures to work it to a victory. That is why you serve a miracle God. That is why you serve a Savior that loves you. And he's going to show you he loves you by working with those failures in your life to bring about victory. Isn't that wonderful? That is why your faith overcomes all things. Now, do you believe that?